All right, good morning, DragonCon. How's it going? Welcome to the first edition of the DragonCon Late Show. I am Brian Richardson, to my right.
I'm Allie Pelfrey.
To my left.
Stephen Grenade.
That's Dr. Stephen Grenade, thank you very much, one of our DragonCon guests. Let's explain what's going on here. This is called the Daily Dragon. It is the codex for all the changes that happen during DragonCon. You're literate people, you should be reading this every day. Not all of you do. That's why people who are at the Marriott Atrium are not seeing William Shatner live. Ha! If they had read this, they would have known that. So, every morning of the convention from 9 to 9:30, live on your hotel televisions and also podcast at thelateshow.dragoncon.org, we are going to fill in you, the viewing audience, in on the latest changes at the convention, plus some helpful tips from experienced congoers like ourselves on how to survive this thing without dying. So, let's go over some stuff. First of all, if you have feedback for the program, please email that to thelateshow@dragoncon.org. You can also use that Twitter thing we were making fun of earlier in the DragonCon TV bumper at DC Late Show. And there's someone in the audience who paid for the hotel Wi-Fi. Congratulations.
I'm going to Twitter right now.
You should be.
People
tweet away.
Are you watching. It's creepy.
Yeah, very good. All right. We're going to go over schedule changes. Allie's going to come back with the tip of the day. And we even have a man in the hall segment, someone who's covering the ins and outs of DragonCon from outside of this room, perhaps even in direct sunlight. It's kind of frightening. First, we're going through the schedule changes, thanks to the fine folks at the Daily Dragon. First, we're going to go through additions. Space and Satellite and Telescope Institute with Laura Burns and Tyler Desjardins. Friday, 11:30 a.m., Hilton 203.
We've got Designing Spaceships for Science Fiction and Fantasy, What Makes a Great Sci-Fi Spaceship, with Jeff Carlisle in Hanover AB at Friday, 2:30 p.m.
A.J. Hartley will be signing autographs Friday, 4 p.m. in the Marriott M301 through 304.
Tracy Scoggins is now on the Babylon 5 guest panel, Friday, 4 p.m., Regency 5-6.
Film Festival Action, Guns, Kicks, and Blood, starring Patrick Warburton and Ted Raimi, Friday, 4 p.m., Learning Center.
That sounds like fun. Letters from the Destiny, Q&A with the Stargate Universe actors, Friday, 5:30 p.m., in the A706 in the Marriott.
And I love this title, Whoa, Devastators Got Nards. This is the folks from MTAC and GMX talking about the latest Transformers film, and talking about Transformers 3. There will be prize giveaways Friday, 7 p.m. in the Baker Room in this very hotel, the Hyatt.
Virginia Hay will be holding one of her visualization meditation workshops, an hour of discussion, followed by an hour of guided meditation. You'll need to check with her at the Walk of Fame. There is an extra fee attached to it. It will be in the Piedmont, Saturday at 11:30.
If you've been to the seminar before, you can just do this and probably get the same image. Star Trek Authors Cavalcade, the ladies. And
for
Crispin,
ladies or the ladies?
The ladies. Okay. Not for the ladies. That's the panel coming up at 10 o'clock. This is the ladies. Anne Crispin, Susan Kearney, Terry Osborne, Josepha Sherman, Saturday, 2:30 p.m., the Savannah Room in the Hyatt.
Film Festival has added Urban Wolf, an episodic thriller as an American tourist is stalked by a hidden CCTV operator in Paris. The Q&A with the director will be Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the Learning Center.
Part of the Film Festival. Trek Track presents Captain Janeway, Kate Mulgrew. You might want to go to that. Saturday, 4 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom.
We've added a DragonCon reading for A.J. Hartley, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in Roswell.
That would be Hildy Silverman, new alternate history classics. How can be alternate history classics and be new? Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in the Piedmont in the Hyatt.
Claudia Christian will be on Improv with Dean Haglund, Saturday, 7 p.m., Hanover CE.
Planning your own long-expected party. Thought about getting together your own big event. Talk to friends and family. Talk to other fans, I'm not awake, and find out. Saturday, 8:30 p.m., Marriott L506, L507.
Like where to put the mints, the little nuts that you
yes.
get.
Okay. I'm going to have some caffeine. You read the next one.
All right, on. Tommy Castillo will be on Iron Artist, Sunday, 9:30 a.m. in Centennial 1,
actually,
back there.
That actually is not true. I forgot to strike that from the record. I'm sorry.
I been lied to.
I was just notified today. It's going to be in tomorrow's Daily Dragon. A lot of good that would have done us. Film Festival, Religion, Free Thought and Belief, documentaries on the attempt to put up an atheist tree, an actual reenactment of the crucifixion with nails. Q&A with the filmmakers, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in the Learning Center.
A new panel that I expect will be very popular, Teenage Bikini Vampires and Death. Filmmaker Debbie Snively brings her morbid, twisted humor to three shorts of a babysitting death, a vampire who wants a tan, and tap-dancing zombies. Q&A follows. I expect a lot of Q&A. Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in the Learning Center.
I expect a lot of Q, not so much with the A. Dragon Reading, Sean Shoshak, hope I said that right, Sunday, 5:30 in the University Room in the Hyatt.
Brain-machine interfaces, or the brain as a machine, talking about the current state of open-source hardware for bio-optical recording, machine learning, neurobiology, biological motor learning, and brain-machine interfaces for prosthetic and other control.
Science.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. Sunday, 8:30 p.m. in room 202 of the Hilton.
It's a live show. Try to keep up. Ginger Buchanan will be on The Future of Urban Fantasy Monday, 11:30 a.m. in the Montreal Vancouver Room in the Hyatt.
And we have a new panel, Australian Skeptics Study of Paranormal and Pseudoscience Beliefs, a presentation of findings from a large study on what people believe and why. That'll be Monday, 1 p.m., for those of you who managed to make it through to Monday, in room 202 of the Hilton.
Yeah, I don't believe in Australia.
I'm skeptical myself.
Qantas. I've never seen one of their plans land here. Planes land here. It's early. Actually, it's late. That's why we call it the late show, because as you can tell, 9 o'clock in the morning at a convention, it's actually very late. We need a couch.
We do need a couch.
Hi-o! Cancellations. David Prowse. He will not be at the convention. He's such a good guest. So, Clockwork Orange Remembered, not attending. Meet the Stars of Star Wars, not attending. And Meet the Stars of Star Wars 2, the guest Menace, not attending.
Yeah, basically wherever you expected to see him, he's not there. Peter Fasinelli.
We couldn't get James Earl Jones in his place either, which would have actually been funnier.
That would have been fun. Peter Fasinelli will not be on Twilight Time, Friday, 2:30 p.m. in the Grand.
Unbelievable Flying Objects, The Art of Science and Spaceship Design. This sounds familiar. Friday, 2:30 p.m. in the Hanover.
So it was, in fact, unbelievable. Tobe Hooper, Iconic Director, Friday, 4 p.m. in the Learning Center. No.
Flynn's Folly, I believe this is a Tron thing. Friday, 5 p.m., Hyatt Concourse. That's outside of this room.
Scott Adsit will not be on Animation Voice Acting. Friday, 5:30 p.m., International North. I like how we're saying where they're not going to be, so
yes.
You can go there and not see them.
Oh, Kate Mulgrew will not be on the Star Trek Voyager Stars Friday, 5:30 p.m. panel in the Sheridan Grand Ballroom, or the Trek Track Show Saturday, 1 p.m. in the Marriott Atrium Ballroom, because she's getting a panel of her own. Yay.
Tobe Hooper will not be on Writing for Film and Television Friday, 8:30 p.m. in Manila, Singapore, Hong Kong, which I guess is sort of an international three-way. Am I allowed to say that?
What kind of a late show are we talking about here? Look, Making Your Costume Extraordinary, Saturday, 11:30 a.m., Marriott L506, L507. The L is very important. It indicates if it's lobby, if it's A, it's atrium. Don't go to room 506. Someone's trying to get some sleep in there.
Live Long and Prosper, Trek Track Presents, Leonard Nimoy has unfortunately been canceled, Saturday, 4 p.m.
Don't, well, he canceled
that
panel.
I'm really sad about that.
He's
still
that
here.
Panel. We'll tell you where he got added later on, though. That's actually pretty cool. Friar Brian Small will be on What Is Your Apocalypse? Worst choose-your-own-adventure ever. Saturday, 5:30 p.m., L504 in the Marriott.
The Jumpgate Evolution panel, Sunday, 10 a.m., and Augusta is no more.
New, Mary Robinette Kowal will not be on Creating and Using Puppetry as a Costume. Aww. Sunday, 11:30 a.m., was going to be in the M103-105 room in the Marriott.
Annie Owens will not be on Feminine Wiles, The Women of Pop Art, Sunday at 1 p.m. in Hanover.
Tobe Hooper on Short Film will not be in the Learning Center Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
William Faith is no longer on the Bleeding Into the Mainstream panel, Sunday 8:30 p.m., Hanover C to E.
Medical Device Development, Thrills, Excitement, and Crazy Research. Crazy? Really? Sunday 8:30 p.m. That's probably canceled because of the new health legislation, 202 in the Hilton.
Charisma Carpenter and Julie Benz will not be on Working with Joss, Monday, 10 a.m. in the Crystal Ballroom of the Hilton.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's so sad. Joe Flanagan will not be on the Stargate Multiverse Supergate panel. There's not enough modifiers in that. Monday, 10 a.m. in the atrium.
An hour with Draco Malfoy has reduced to 0 hours with Draco Malfoy, Monday, 11:30 a.m., Centennial 2-3.
Catherine Kurtz will not be on The Last Chance, Ask the Authors. Her last chance is before Monday, 11:30 a.m. in this very Centennial 2-3 room.
Sean H. Shaw will not be on Peep Show, Monday, 1 p.m., Hanover F.
Aw, I don't get my peeps. Holy War, Discovery Institute's Assault on Neuroscience will not be assaulting your brain, Monday, 1 p.m., in the Hilton Room 202.
And Charlaine Harris will not be on, and I have to say this very carefully, plodding or plotting Monday, 2:30 p.m., Manila, Singapore, Hong Kong.
Don't make that three-way joke
again. I was not going to even mention it.
But I did.
Yes.
But I didn't. Ha, that's the funny.
Paralipsis.
Okay, now we can get into the corrections. By the way, if you have comments on the show, aside from how big my nose looks in profile, please email them to thelateshow@dragoncon.org. We have a helpful robot. He'll auto-respond. He's nice. He's not spamming you. If he asks you for money, okay, then you can block him.
I powdered my head for this.
Good for you.
A little shiny?
I put on a robe. I do not know where my towel is. I'm not a hoopy fruit this
morning.
Put
on your robe and wizard hat.
That's a different kind of robe. DC Late Show on Twitter if you want to send us more immediate feedback. It may make my pocket jingle. Because I remember to set my cell phone to vibrate. Did you do that? Do that before every panel. Set your cell phone to vibrate. Okay, corrections. Cassini, past, present, and future, will be Friday, 11:30 a.m., not 10 a.m., 2:03 in the Hilton, which is good because if you were planning on missing that for this panel, you still have time.
The X-Files retrospective with R.W. Goodwin, Sheila Larkin, and Dean Haglund, reminiscing about X-Files, is now Friday at 5:30 p.m., M106, 107 in the Marriott.
The Atlanta Radio Theater Company will present The Call of Cthulhu, which will be on 1-800-COLLECT, I think.
The Collect Call of Cthulhu.
Yes. H.P. Lovecraft and Night Call by Brian Phillips, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. in the Atrium. And, oh, I love these, Rory Rammer, Space Marshal. You have to say it like that. You can't just say Rory Rammer, Space Marshal. Rory Rammer, Space Marshal. Yeah, they'll be doing that with Ron Butler and Omnilingual with H. Beam Piper Sun. Really? 7 p.m. Regency 6-7 in the Hyatt.
And in updates, as something that will come to a great surprise to this audience, Trek Track presents Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner has been moved from the atrium to Centennial 1-3. So I hope you're here.
Really? I was afraid I was going to miss that.
For those of you who are not going to be here to see it live, it will also be in the atrium ballroom simulcast and on the DC TV channel of the hotels.
Babylon 5 guest was moved not to have any competition with this panel because we know what a big draw they are. Friday, 10 a.m. Now it's Friday, 4 p.m., Regency 6-7, so you can now go to both panels and enjoy different types of space shows. We love that. It's diversity.
Dragon Reading with Mike Resnick has been moved from Friday, 1 p.m. in the University Room, to Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in the Roswell Room, which has nothing to do with X-Track.
Good call. Spotlight on Terry Gilliam will now be 1 hour, not 2.5, Friday, 1 p.m. in the Marriott Atrium Ballroom. The problem was that an hour and five in, we were scheduled to drop a 16-ton weight on him, and we just decided to cancel that part of the show.
The big foot comes
down. It's really bad. Save me from the bad joke.
All right, British Media Gaming 1 will be 1.5 hours, not 2.5 hours. It's something about the
It's a British thing.
Maybe
it's a European conversion. Yeah, we messed up the conversion when we brought it over from the European
Union. Right, it's all in euros now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that will be 1.5 hours, Friday, 1 p.m. in the Valdosta Room of the Sheraton.
BSG, never heard of it. Longitude Active from Friday, 4 p.m. to Friday, 5:30 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom. You are taking notes, right? Good.
There will be a test later. let's see. Stargate SG-1 Super Panel. Supergate Panel. Moved from Friday at 5:30 p.m. to Friday at 4 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom over at the Marriott.
SG Interactive. I think it's a computer thingy. Friday 5:30 p.m. to Friday 7 p.m. A706 in the Marriott. Remember what I said about the A? It means the atrium level. Don't go to room 706. Someone's trying to sleep in there.
Is mainstream media dying?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Has been moved from Friday 5:30 to Friday at 4 p.m. in A704 of the Marriott.
On that topic, did I mention we have a podcast version of the show available? Yes, I think we did. Thelateshow.dragoncon.org. Put it in your RSS reader and kill mainstream media. Yeah. Well, except for Comcast, we love them.
That's right.
Okay, good. Moving on. Save me. Talk about LARPs.
Oh, where are we? Ah, intro to DC LARPs. Moved from Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Grand Salon B in the Hilton.
Arthurian legend in British media. Really? They have that in British media? Saturday, 11:30 a.m. used to be, no, it was moved from Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to Monday, 10 a.m. in the Valdosta in the Sheraton, a fine hotel.
Zombie Squad is lurching from Saturday 2:30 p.m. to Saturday 4 p.m. in International North of the Hyatt.
It's a slow move. It takes an hour and a half for them to relocate the event.
Yeah.
They're shambling.
Stairs bad.
What is your apocalypse? Moved from Saturday 2:30 p.m. to Saturday 5:30 p.m. L504 in the Marriott.
Fading of the Cries preview has been moved from Saturday 5:30 p.m. International North to Saturday 7 p.m. International South, so they also shifted directions.
Young Adult Literature, or YA Lit, as we call it, Teen Trivia moved from International South to A601, 602 in the Marriott, Saturday at 7 p.m.
Court the Late Night Muse has been moved from Saturday 10 p.m. to Saturday 11:30 p.m. in L506-507, the lobby level of the Marriott.
Margaret H. Bonham's autograph signing has been moved from Sunday 10 a.m. to Saturday 5:30 p.m. in the M301-304 room in the Marriott.
A different hour with Draco Malfoy has been moved to Sunday 4 p.m. Atrium Ballroom of the Marriott.
Adam Savage's Sunday 1 p.m. autograph signing will be in the cloak room. He's doing it in the
cloak
closet.
Is that like an actual cloak room?
If wear a cloak, see what they do with it. Second floor in the Hilton. If they take it from you, you may have to tip them to get it back. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
Twilight time has been moved from Sunday 4 p.m. to Sunday 11:30 a.m., which seems like less twilighty. Atrium Ballroom Marriott.
See, when the sun comes in through the window, they sparkle more.
This is the year of the sparkle jokes,
isn't it? It is. Yeah, and we're only on Friday. The music of the Anure. Oh, I'm sorry. Beep.
You're still LARPing.
Back up a little bit. LARP Costuming and Props Exhibition moved from Sunday 8:30 p.m. to Saturday 11 a.m. Grand Salon B in the Hilton.
The music of the Anure has been moved from Sunday 7 p.m. to Saturday 10 p.m. in L506-507 of the Marriott.
British Media Gaming 2, Sunday 8:30 p.m. to Sunday 10 a.m., Valdosta in the Sheraton.
In the film festival, The Unspeakable Acts will be followed by 1.5 hours of SF Shorts. So Unspeakable Acts and Shorts, it's all sort of a package deal.
You did speak of the acts.
Monday, 1 a.m., yes, 1 a.m., of the Learning Center.
New, Being Human, moved from Monday 10 a.m. to Sunday 10 p.m. Ooh, that's a bit of a change. Part of the Brit track, Valdosta in the Sheraton.
Let's see. Last Chance, Ask the Authors. Your last chance has been moved from Centennial 1 to Centennial 2-3, Monday at 11:30 a.m., which is just about your last chance.
Exactly. Sanctuary, Don't Feed the Monsters. Good tip. Move from Monday 1 p.m. to Monday 2:30 p.m. Whatever room it's in the same room. It's just happening later. They didn't write it down.
Seeker, The Truth Shall Lead the Way has been moved from Monday 2:30 p.m. Up an hour and a half to Monday 1 p.m. in Centennial 1.
So I'm thinking the Sanctuary event was in Centennial 1 because it looks like they swapped times.
Does look like
that. That would be that logic that we use so well. Speaking of logic, don't forget that in just a few minutes on this stage, Leonard Nimoy and some guy that appeared with him on a television show. I hear he was in T.J. Hooker.
He was awesome in T.J. Hooker.
It was fantastic. Okay, so...
Yeah, Boston Legal.
Just remember, these little sheets of paper, there's a different color for every day. So tomorrow's color will not be yellow. We don't know what the color is yet. If we did, we'd tell you on this very program.
Probably threat level orange or something.
Yes. Well, I hope it doesn't go with that, because the last day then would be red.
Ooh.
And then we couldn't get anything out of the hotel because they would take all of our shampoos. And I plan on taking a lot of the shampoos out of the hotel, not because I'm trying to get maximum value out of the room, because they're very nice. See what they do for my hair? It's fabulous. All right,
I don't have this problem.
That never gets old. All right, so we ran out of stuff to talk about, so let's talk about just the basic convention. Four hotels. You've registered, so you've obviously been to the Sheraton.
Possibly for a long, long time.
You've only seen the lower level of the Sheraton. The inside of it's quite a nice hotel, actually. They let you use the pool over there. It's amazing. You're going to have Brit Track, BSG, and... what's the they're doing a little bit of the Twilighty thing over there? I think so.
Twilight. And that's where the Dr. Horrible and Buffy sing-alongs
yes.
are going
oh, those
to be.
Are fun.
So
you should go
do
those.
Go see those. Those are awesome. Are excellent.
Then you have this hotel, the Hyatt. It's a nice hotel. I like it very much. This is where you have some of our large panel events, main programming, which means an assortment, a cornucopia, if you will. Then you have the Marriott Atrium. Oh, I love that level of the atrium. It's beautiful.
If you have not seen it, the redesign is really pretty.
It's very nice.
The carpets. They're nice.
If you're thinking about doing any kind of like space fiction stuff and you want cool insides of ships, living pods, take pictures straight up in this hotel from the lobby or the atrium in the Marriott straight up. You get this nice skylighty thing. It looks like something that Arthur C. Clarke would have put in a Ranma book. It's actually very nice. The Hilton Gaming... Walk of Fame. Apparently there's famous people here.
Yes.
Who knew? You also have a lot of the podcasting track.
Space.
Science.
There we go. We'll get you trained.
It's only Friday. You're not awake. I understand.
EFF is over there.
And at some point, I need Dana's help here. Our show director is Dana. She's off stage coaching someone. I think we're ready at some point to do our next segment. So we're going to bring Allie back up here. Yeoman Allie is going to help us with some helpful tips for the convention.
The tip for the day is sleep.
Which I'm sure you all did.
Nah, we don't need sleep, do we? Come on.
We should total up the hours that we have slept so far.
Let's not do that.
We might not break double digits.
Setting a bad example. Tell us of the sleep thing. I'm intrigued by it.
Well, I'm not sure, but I hear you tuck yourself into bed, lay your head down, and close your eyes, but I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
If I don't have a bed, will the floor work? Can I do carpet? Is that allowed?
Carpet's good, yeah.
Okay.
Not as comfortable, though.
Not as comfortable.
As long as I have options.
That's good. So sleep, it's good stuff. I hear great things about it. I hear that in gaming, if you're playing D&D 4th edition at a convention, that you actually get a penalty as a mage for casting the sleep spell because the DM doesn't know what it means. And now, are we ready for our Man in the Hall segment? Is Crispy live? So I think we're going to throw it over to Crispy. He's our Man in the Hall correspondent. He's going to tell us about today's convention activities. We'll wait for the live feed to come in just a moment. Thank you, Crispy. Technology is amazing, isn't it? We got that tip all the way in from the Sheridan. That's why it's a science fiction convention. It's almost unbelievable.
It's magic.
That's awesome. All right, we only got a few minutes left on the program here. So, Stephen, let's talk about the big events for Friday at the convention. What's your big tip for today's event?
Wrestling. Ooh. It's wrestling day. If you have not seen wrestling, it's really awesome. Go see it.
Yeah, and keeping up with our friends at the Siffy Channel, we are promoting wrestling.
If it's on the Siffy Channel, it must be sci-fi, just like Mansquito. Mansquito fans, let me hear it.
I can't believe you went there this early in the morning. Allie, what's your big event planned for today?
Well, this one, of course.
Of course. But that's not far enough in advance to get most people here that didn't know about it. What else you got in mind for today? You're just flabbergasted William Shatner's presence is just...
Too much.
It's far too much. My big thing for the day is the Friday Night Costuming Contest, which we will have in the Marriott Atrium. Let me explain the three major costume contests we have at the convention. You have the Costuming Contest, which has professional costumers as judges. They do a lot of pre-screening and judging. They're looking for handiwork. They're looking for artistic, you know, notice. So things that if you're viewing it from an audience perspective, you wouldn't see the detail. They get the detail down pat, and that's what they really try to judge on. And there's some really good prizes in that show. Saturday is the Dawn Contest. That is based on Joseph Michael Linsner's Dawn and related characters. That's an interesting show. People thought it was just going to be sort of a catwalk kind of show. There's some really good costumes in that. People put a lot of work into that show, and there are fabulous cash prizes. Sunday is the Masquerade, which is a completely different kind of animal, but it is probably the biggest event we have at the entire convention. You can watch it in your room live. You can watch it here live. It's fantastic. But keep in mind, it is not just a costume contest. There's also a presentation element to it. Some people call it a skit show. Sometimes a little more elaborate than that. So those are your three major choices, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Attend what you want. There's also a lot of smaller costume contests going on in the convention, Star Wars, etc. So go find those in the schedule and look for changes in the Daily Dragon. Did we talk about that? Daily Dragon, got DragonCon.org. Thank you. All right. We've got about 5 minutes left on the program. Wow. Stephen, any other convention stuff as we wrap this first edition of the program up?
Surprisingly enough, as early as it is, we don't have a whole lot of, other than the changes, things are going smoothly. We've got folks coming in for the Shatner Nimoy panel, which is going to be awesome. So try sleep, try eat, bathe every once in a while, cell phones to vibrate, roughly in that order.
Flash photography, did we talk about that?
I think we have a question in the audience.
There are shuttle buses.
Yes.
We don't normally take questions from the audience. We would prefer you use Twitter, but you're... Folks have to explain.
Questions analog. Yeah. We can still do that.
Shuttle buses. If you want to get between the four major hotels and some of the satellite hotels, go to the information desk, ask them about the shuttle bus schedule, or check DragonCon.org. I gave her the undersign, but she still caught it. Steal third. All right. Look for the shuttle bus schedule. You can be transported in between hotels. It's roughly, a 15-minute interval, if I remember correctly?
I think that's right.
They will take you between the four major hotels and the satellite. The information desk has, believe it or not, information.
Plus, also a good source of Daily Dragons.
Yes, very nice. Thanks to the five people who clapped to the Prisoner reference. Watch AMC this November.
British television.
I love it. Okay, so I'm looking for Dana. Where's Dana? Dana's our producer. By the way, let me introduce some of our staff here. Dana is the director of the show. Hi, Dana. DJ Optimus Patrick, Mixmaster P, is our technical director. Say hi, Patrick. Alex is falling asleep in Master Control. Say hi, Alex. And Dylan's behind the camera. Say hi, Dylan. It'll be rotating cast of characters on the videography and technical operations staff. What's the volunteer count for this year, total for the convention?
Lots.
It was, 1,400, 1,500 people?
Yeah, I think we're headed 1,600, 1,700 this year.
Yeah, in other words, all the volunteers for this convention, if they sat all in this room at once, might break fire code. Just keep that in mind. Green Lanyard. Remember Green Lanyard?
That was my favorite superhero ever.
No. They are staffers. They will try to help you in any way possible. If they don't know the answer, they will try to direct you to a place where you can find it. Just keep in mind, they are volunteering. They are on the clock, on the job. So if you need information and they can't help you, they're probably going to help you get to a staffer that can. Anything else we need to add to the program?
Blood drive.
Oh,
yes.
Blood drive. Please, Stephen, tell us about
the
blood drive.
There's a blood drive going on in the Marriott. It's on the atrium level. If you go up and basically walk back over where the cars come in at the bottom level of the Marriott, the nice people will take your blood and then give you cookies. The cookies are nice. We're trying to get as much blood donated as possible, so everyone, please go out and donate. Do you know the hours for the blood drive?
I do not, but you know where you can find out?
The information desk.
Very good. He learns quickly. That's why he has a PhD. Yay! One thing about giving blood at this convention, please, oh please, oh please, make sure you are getting proper sleep, you are eating a healthy diet before you give blood.
Yes,
they will pre-screen you, and we don't want people to give blood and then pass out on the floor. That's very unfortunate. But hey, free cookies. I think we're about to wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, you have watched the first live edition of the DragonCon Late Show. Thank you for staying awake long enough to see it. Allie Pelfrey, our helpful yeoman. Dr. Stephen Grenade, our helpful guest. My name is Brian Richardson, and we will see you. Well, actually, you'll see me before we see you. Yeah, that's how television works. All right, play me off keyboard, Klingon. Props.